Zot Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer. Poischin liyodom bichvoid ovevimoy. The more when you make Atzaras Nedorim, you have to have a Pesach. Pesach means a door. Like a charoto, you have to tell us that if you would have known this and this, you would have never made the neder. That's the way we'll the neder mikoro. You go to a chacham to be mat in the dorim. So your pesach means that we find out for some situation, for some reason, that if you would have known this and this at the time you made the neder, you would have never made the neder. So Lezer says you could even be poisach the chvayt of the vimoy. That means to say this person made a neder. Now later we could come to the son and tell the son, you should know, if your father would have known that you made this neder, he wouldn't have liked it. Would have you still made the neder? Guy says, no, has kivud of him, I wouldn't have made the neder, that's enough of a Pesach. We could be mad at the neder. V'chachomim oisim, chachomim say no, v'chvoid oviv, that's not enough. Because we're afraid to say that sometimes the son doesn't care about his father so much, and really he would have still made the neder. Just right now it's not nice to say it, so right now we'll say yes, Yishno, I would have not made the neder. But really he doesn't mean it. Chas t'machlek, is this called a good Pesach or not? So the Ran says, Tabron, Shoim Rim Loi, we tell him, Ilu Ayisi Yedei, if you would have known, Shemavazan Lavichav Yemecha Al Shata Kalbun Adorim, that people are going to embarrass now your parents because you make Nadorim. Ukadarinan, the Korol Rishoy Ba Tzadika Rishoy Ba Rishoy, if the sons are Russia, they call the father of Russia also. So we tell you, is it nice that you're making a neder that now people will go to embarrass your parents? Kulum Ayisi Noider? And if the son says, no, I wouldn't have made a neder, so Blazer says, that's called a good charota. The Chavim say no, we're afraid that the son really doesn't care about his parents, and he would have still made a neder. Just right now he's embarrassed to admit it, so right now he says, yes, I wouldn't have made it. But really, really, he doesn't mean it. Therefore, that's not called a good Pesach. Omer Rabbi Tzadik, Tzadik says, that's to Rabbi Leza, Ah, she'poischim le'bechvod ovevimoy. You only say you could be poseach to tell the person, the son, it's not nice, you're embarrassing your parents. So yes, if so, yiftach le b'chvayt ha-mokim, have a better Pesach for you. Tell the guy, it's not nice, Hashem's not going to like what you're doing. It's not nice to make nedarim. So we could always tell the person, if you would have known that it's not a nice thing to make a neder, Hashem doesn't like it, would have you made the neder? And if he says no, so why isn't that a good Pesach? Like you, Reb Lezer, why do you only say, b'chvayt ha-mokim? Why don't you even say, b'chvayt ha-mokim? Yiftach le b'chvayt ha-mokim. And it's a imkain, ain't the dorim. In such a case, there won't be any in the dorim. So this is what Reb Tzadik Tainis back. There won't be in the dorim mean every single nether, you won't have to go to have a Taurus the dorim. Every single nether then, people will just abolish the nether by themselves. They'll think and say, listen, if I would have known it's not a good thing, I wouldn't have done it. So they'll take it away. So therefore, Avadar of Tzadik means to say, this is not called a good Pesach. So the Ran says, Kleima, Reb Lezer, the same way you say you're allowed to open up a Pesach, to say, I'll cover it aim, is Shara Namal of Teich Bechvayt HaMokam? Why don't you also say, we should tell the person, if you would have realized that to make the Nether Hashem doesn't like it, would have you still made the Nether? Shoyim Yim Loi, even when you see a day, if you would have known, Kishin Nadarto, she is to make a Bechvayt HaMokam, that when you make the Nether, it's not nice to Hashem, to Arminim V'Sifri, if Sifri says, Shehu kinoider b'melech atzmoi. So when you make a melech, your mama's like swearing in front of Hashem. Is klum meisu noider? Would have you still made it? So Omru Loi, the Gersa should be said back to him in Kain and Adorim. Kolayma, what the Mishnah means says like this: Afilo Reb Lezer moidel rabbanon enechanami. That Reb Lezer agrees that the chvayt hamokum is no good. That's not called a good Pesach. The chvayt hamokum ain't poischim. Why? The mischa the poischim ain't Adorim. Like the Gemara will explain it. The Gemara will soon explain what it means. But the Mishnah is saying, true, Reb Lezer agrees that you can't make Hataras Nadarim Stam, that you feel bad, that if you would have known Hashem doesn't like it, you wouldn't have made it. That's not called a good Pesach. Because if that's called a good Pesach, the Tainer is, in Kain Ein Nadarim, there's no such thing as Hataras Nadarim. We'll soon see in the Gemara. So the Mishnah weiter. Moidim Chachom and the Reb Eliezer. The Chomdo agreed to Reb Eliezer, that sometimes you could make a Pesach about the respect of your parents. If you made a neder against your parents, if you made the neder directly against them, like you made a neder that your father or your mother can't have any enjoyment from you, if that was the neder, then even the Chum do agree you could have such a Taurus Nadarim. Then that's called good. The Ran says, "Dove shebenelo ben aviv imot goin de asron behanosoi." Or me on he the maskin and hocha dein person for a mokem. The core problem when you're making a neder directly to your parents, then we say that's called the good pesach. Then we say we could warn you. Like if you would have known it's not covered to do with the appearance, would have you done it? There we say if he says no, that's called a good atoras adam. Megamor, we'll see why. We'll see in the Gemara. Right, the Mishnah says, "The Yoydam Rabbi Elazar." Elazar says another chiddush that toischin benoilad. You can make a pesach benoilad something that first comes up later. A new situation, something changes later. And because of what happens later, now you have charoti, you feel bad that you made the neder mikora. So that's also called a good Pesach. We'll soon see what the case is. But for Chachamim Oysim, the Chachamim say no, that's not called a good Pesach. A Pesach has to mean that something was happening at the time when you made the neder, that if you would have realized it at that time, you wouldn't have made the neder. That's called a good Pesach. Like we'll soon see, at the time when you made the neder, you wanted the neder to go on. Just something came about later to change your mind, that's not called a good charata. Because the pshat is, the charata, the mat of the neder means, you oika the neder me from the mikara, la mafreya. You have to look as if when you first made the neder, you never meant to make the neder. So Chum said, there has to be something that at that time, when you made the neder, if you would have known this, you wouldn't have made it. But in these cases, it didn't happen yet, so you can't say you would have changed your mind. Kate said, what's the case? You're making this a neder, you can't have any enjoyment from Reuven. He made such a neder that you're not allowed to have enjoyment from Reuven. And like this, Reuven had nothing to do with you, so it didn't bother you. You don't want to have anything to do with him. So therefore, you made a neder, you can't have enjoyment from him. But what happened was, Vinasa Seifer, later this person, Reuven, became the Seifer of the Shtot. And you need him now. You have to bring him a tefillin, you have to bring him a mezuzah. Now you need the person. So that's the machlokes could be matter the neder. Reb Elazar says yes. You could say if I would have known he's going to be a sefer, I would have never made the neder. That's called a toras adorim. The Chachamim say no. He became a sefer first later on after you made the neder. But at the time when you made the neder, he wasn't a sefer yet. So at that time you wanted the neder. That's not called a pesach. We have to have a reason now for at the time when you made the neder. That if you would have known at that time, you wouldn't have made the neder. This is no, that happens later. That's not called a good atoras adorim. Another case is like shehoya masras benoi. Again, you made a neder that Reuven can't have any enjoyment from you. A little different. And now the person now is marrying off his son. For Yomra, you said ilu isi yadei yishunasa sofer, or else the same thing. Now you made a neder you can't have enjoyment from him. You can't have any enjoyment from this person. And now this person went to marry off your son. Masias benoi, he married your son. And Mefreshesach, now you want to go to the chasna, you want to have enjoyment, you want to enjoy by the chasna. So you want to have enjoyment from him. For Yomim, you say like this, Ilu wa yisi yadeya, shunasa seifer, if I would have known that he was going to become a seifer, that I would need him, oisho yamasa as benoi, because he would marry off his son soon, so that I would want to go to the chasna, I would want to have enjoyment from him, lo hayisa neder, I wouldn't have made the neder. So such a pesach is called meilad. That at the time of the neder, you did not know he's going to get married so soon. You did not know he's going to become a seifer. So at that time, you meant to make the neder. Just something came up later that changed your mind. Says to Machlokes, Reb Elazar says, so what? Lemais, and now you feel bad, you made the neder. That's also good to make Ataras Nadorim. The Chachamim say, no, you can't Pesachim Benelot. Benelot is no good. So was the Kasha the yes before, the Rani has the Kasha before. We had the famous Maisa with Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, that first his daughter got married, that Kalba Svua's daughter got married to Rabbi Kiva. So Kalba Svua made a neder, he's not going to give his daughter any enjoyment. Because at that time, Rabbi Kiva was namoritz, so he didn't like the way his daughter married Rabbi Kiva, so he made it a neder that his daughter cannot have any enjoyment. Then later, after 24 years, when Rabbi Kiva came back, the big Talmud Chacham, with 24,000 Tamidim, so then the father, Shver, made a Toras Nedarim. What was the het Nedarim? That if he would have known that his Eidim is going to come a Talmud Chacham, he wouldn't have made the neder. That was the Pesach the Gemara says over there. So the Rantak asked the Kasha before, why is that a good Pesach? So Chura, at the time when she got married to him, he was now Moritz. At that time he wasn't able to learn. Later he changed, he became a big Talmud Chacham later. So the Chura, that's Neulad. That's something new that first happened later. So if it first happened later, you can't matter neder because of something that happened later. And how come before it says it's a Pesach? So the Chiddush took around. The Rambam says that's not called a neulut. That's not called something new. The fact that a person could become a Talmud Chacham, that's not called a neulut. Mash from anybody, if he put himself down to learn, to really put his mind to it, he could learn, he could become a Rabbi Kiva also. So that's not called a neulut. In other words, Weiss at the time when they got married, Rabbi Kiva was a good man, he was an Elohim mensch, because he wasn't Talmud Chacham yet. So the Rambam says that's not called neulut. But that could be, if the mensch now takes it seriously, wants to sit down to learn, for that he could steigeis. But over here, vice versa, a man to change, to become a cipher of your son to get married right away, that's not so shchiach. Therefore, here it's a machlekes, so it can be matter neder with this neulot or not. In other cases, what about somebody says, koinem lebayezeh shene nichnas? You're making this a neder, you can't walk into this house. Right now, the house belongs to somebody, you don't like that person. So you're making this a neder, you're not going to walk into this house. And venasa basic knesses. Later on, they change over, this house becomes into the shul, comes the Beis HaKnesses. So could you make a Pesach now? You want to be Matan Nedarim? You don't like this neder you made. You made a neder. You can't walk in here now. Now it's a shul. You want to walk in? So the same Machlokes. His Omer, he says like this, Ilu Yisi Yedei Yishunas the Beis HaKnesses, Lo Yisi Neder. The person wants to make a Pesach now to say, listen, if I would have known this is going to turn out to be a shul, I would have never made a neder. So the same Machlokes. We have Lezer Matir Vechom Moisrim. Lezer Taka says it's Mutter. The Chom says again it's Oyser. That's also called a Neulet. That's called something Neulet that's not Shchif. Or at the time when you made a Neder, you didn't know that's going to happen. So therefore, that's called a Neulet. For this, you can't be Matter the Neder. Now the Gemara goes back to the Reisha. Again, the beginning of the Mishnah again said, the first halach was Reb Lezer said that he could be Poisech Bechvoid Abba Vimai. If we tell somebody, listen, if you would have known that by you making a Durham, your parents are going to be embarrassed, so he says, no, I wouldn't have made it, that's called a good Pesach. The Chum said, no, you can't be mad like that. And Yab Tzadik said back to Yab Lezer, if you say by Kavod Aveim, why don't you say by Chvayt HaMakom also? Why don't you say Pasha then? Anybody can be mad in there and say, if I would have known that Hashem doesn't like it, I wouldn't have made it. So the Mishnah says back, no, to that even Yab Lezer agrees, that in Cain, ain't Nedrim, there wouldn't be any Nedrim then. The Gemara says, what did the Reb Lezer mean to answer back? That Reb Lezer agrees that you can't make a Pesach stam as kovet hamakim. That the person could say, if I would have known that Hashem doesn't like what I did, I wouldn't have made it. What's the lashon of my ein nedarim? The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Abaye says, in Cain, ein nedarim niterem yofa. There won't be a good heter then. So Ram says like this, Shafilu emetchila loy hoyin nimna mifnei kovet hamakim. Loy yoyis point of the kach lifnei chochem. That we're afraid that maybe when you made the net at the beginning, you didn't care about Hashem. When you really made that net, you would have made it whether Hashem likes it or not. Just later now when you go to the Chacham, and the Chacham asks you, listen, if you would have known that Hashem doesn't like it, would have you still made it? So the pshat is we're afraid that right now he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed from the Chacham to say that I still would have made the nether. So that's why now he says, no, I wouldn't have made it. But it could be really, really, he would have made the nether. So that's not called a good Pesach. That's what Abai says, and Cain and Adorim Mitorim Yavo, that's not going to be a good Pesach, because we're afraid people will lie, that really people didn't care so much about Hashem at the time when they made the Neder, just later on in front of the Talmud Chacham now, they're embarrassed to say they don't care about Hashem. So they'll say now, true, I would have never made it, but really, he would have made it. Therefore, that's not called a good Heter, B'chvayt HaMokim. Vaistoisto Ava B'chvayt Aviv Imo, you have to say, Meis, but Rav Lezer holds, I'll cover the though, then people would be amazed. In other words, it was really true that you don't care about the appearance at the time you made the neder. When the Chacham asks you later, would have you still made the neder? Your parents don't agree. If it didn't bother you then, you wouldn't care to lie now. You wouldn't care to lie. You would say, no, I don't care. By your parents is not such a big bizoyin. You'll say at the time you made the neder, you didn't care about your parents. So that's the way you really felt. Now in front of the Talmud Chacham, you would also admit it. You were telling me, no, I don't care, no. My parents are not going to like it. I don't care. My shame came to say that about Hashem, that people are embarrassed to say in front of the Chacham. So therefore, we're afraid you can't make this Pesach as kavod hamakom, because sometimes really, b'shash you made the neder, you didn't care about Hashem. Just later, when you go to the Chacham to be matir, in front of him, you're embarrassed to say, I don't care about Hashem. So in front of him, you lie to say, yeah, I wouldn't have made it. But really, we're afraid you would have made it. Therefore, you can't be mad there with COVID HaMakom. We're afraid you'll lie now.